From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi, I'm Lexi Cartwright, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Friday, the 2nd of April. Well, four people are dead, including a 9-year-old child, after a mass shooting at an office complex in California. Police say the gunman locked the gates of the property in Orange to prevent officers from gaining access.
It appears the suspect used a bicycle-type cable lock to secure the gates from the inside on both the north and the south sides of the courtyard.
44-year-old Aminadab Gaxiola Gonzalez has been taken into custody. It is reported the suspect had a business and personal relationship with the victims. It's the third mass shooting in the US in the past 2 weeks. Back home now, an embattled MP, Andrew Lamming, will not face charges for taking a photo of a woman without her consent. Mr. Lamming was accused of taking the image while the woman's underwear was exposed in a Brisbane shop. The woman complained to Queensland Police, who confirmed yesterday they would not be filing charges. Instead, the Queensland MP will undergo empathy training and will not contest the next election. And in some tragic news, a missing boy who disappeared from his regional New South Wales home has been found dead. 6-year-old Braxton Plant vanished from his home in Willangra on Wednesday afternoon, leading to a wide-scale land and air search yesterday. The boy had Down syndrome and was non-communicative. Detectives and family held serious concerns for his welfare, given his disability and the fact the home was surrounded by dense bushland and dams. Police divers located Braxton's body in a dam on the property just after 3 p.m. yesterday. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, to some royal news, and there's been a whole lot of speculation that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry may have lied when they told Oprah they got married in a private backyard ceremony 3 days before their official royal wedding in 2018.
No one knows that, but we called the Archbishop and we just said, look, this thing, this spectacle is for the world, but we want our union between us.
Well, now the Archbishop of Canterbury himself, Justin Welby, has addressed the claim, telling British media, I can promise you the wedding was on the Saturday. He also claimed he said, uh-oh, when he saw what Meghan told Oprah. That is awkward. Finishing with sport to the NRL, where Manly's dismal start to the season continues, with the club slumping to a fourth straight loss at Lottoland last night. Penrith cruised to a 46-6 defeat over the Seagulls, who have endured their equal worst start to a season since 1999. Meanwhile, in the AFL, Brisbane celebrated its first win of the season, beating Collingwood after the siren to win 73-72 in a thriller. And just a reminder, if you want to win $1,000, play our daily news quiz at news.com.au/quiz and the cash could be yours. That's it from the newsroom. We'll be back in the Arvo.
Your update from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.